We'll have another pop-up story from our August event at Red Cedar Spirits, where the theme is The Heat Is On. Let's hear storyteller Nancy DeJoy tell us the tale of adventure, fear, and heat from a bike race she'll never forget.
Remember when you were young and your bicycle was still a source of freedom? I remember the first time my dad let go of the seat of the two-wheeler I shared with my sister, and I took off down the sidewalk on my own. I still remember riding that bike with a cast on my leg because I couldn't face the 6 weeks I was supposed to stay off the thing. I started riding regularly again a few years ago when I met Dan, a real bike enthusiast with some of the coolest and smoothest cruisers I've ever ridden. The wind in my hair again and the pumping of the pedals was the best shot of youthful joy I'd had in years. So last summer when we went up north, we decided to go to Bel Air for the Glacial Hills Mountain Bike State Championship. This is a serious heat with categories for riders young to old who are riding to claim statewide victory. But other people ride too, just for fun, or so I was told. It was a hot day and we hadn't planned to ride. In fact, the night before we had a rich dinner and I had a few drinks. I was wearing a black skirt and tank top with a white silk scarf and large hoop earrings to add a little style to the outfit. At the last minute, Dan decided he wanted to ride and that I should give it a shot too. Now, he's a former motocross champion, so he's a little different from me. All I had with me was a cruiser, so we rented a bike and got me some new gloves, and I entered in the amateur women's 40 and older group. Did I mention it was hot? Within minutes of registering, they announced the start for my group, and the heat was on. I rounded the first corner of a deceptively easy hill on the road to the trails and faced a steep incline even before I got to the trail entrance. In fact, the incline was so long and so steep that Dan, whose group had started well before mine, assumed that I had just turned around and that he would find me at Short's Bar waiting for him when he finished the race. But I was curious and naive, a combination that sometimes will serve you well and will sometimes make you sore in one way or another for days. I thought at least it would be cooler on the trail in the woods. I was far behind everyone in my group by the time we even got to the trail, so there was no one to follow. I'd never ridden on a trail like this before, but I figured I could follow the markers, which would have been okay, but the trail was mismarked, so I ended up on the expert men's track. I knew something was wrong, but I figured the best thing to do was to keep going, so I did, up and up and up and up and up and up until I was sure that every next corner couldn't help but start the path downward back to town. I thought this for about 2 hours, and then I gave up using any energy at all except to pedal and hope I wouldn't die on that mountain. Surely they would send someone to look for me if my legs actually gave out and they were burning. At one point in my despair, I wondered out loud why Dan would do this to me. What had I ever done to him? Would I ever ride again with that sense of freedom and joy that I had so recently reconnected with? I was getting angry and I was scared, and the heat of the two emotions had me rattled. That's probably why I passed the vans stationed at checkpoints for riders who wanted to quit. What was to be about a 12-mile low-intensity ride was turning into 26 miles of grueling terrain. I was hot from the inside out and learned that day what it must be like to need water so badly that your body temperature actually rises. At what I guess was about mile 16 of the straight, constant climbing, I tried being philosophical about it all. After all, I was lost on a trail, and the irony of that didn't escape me. I hadn't seen another rider in a very long time. The heat was on to make it out of the woods. Everyone else had finished hours earlier, literally hours earlier, and really the race was over, even though the day dragged on as people waited for me to come around the corner alive. Dan was pacing. The race organizer was frantic about looming disaster. They had already consulted with the police to see if they would sweep the trail soon if I didn't emerge. I don't think I'll ever forget the feeling of relief I had when I finally turned a corner and started going down instead of up. In one of those unexplainable geographies of life, even though I had been going up for over 3 hours, it felt like I was only going down for about 30 minutes before I hit the road and started down the final hill to the finish line. The announcer called out my name as I crossed, and a sigh of relief went up from the crowd. Dan had seen me coming and was ready to take the bike, get me to the curb, and give me water and a banana. After about 20 minutes, I was able to walk, so we made our way to the free beer. I ended up fifth in my class, only because some had not finished and just missed getting a medal. But I was not on the DNF list. I was not on the did not finish list. Sometimes it's enough to make it to the end when you're hot and the heat is on.
A great tale from MSU professor Nancy DeJoy. And once again, we want to remind you that tonight is our last Pop-Up Stories live storytelling event of the year. It's at Reach Studio Arts Center at 6 p.m. For more information, you can find us on Facebook at Pop-Up Stories Lansing or on WKAR.org. Hope to see you there tonight.